Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Fandor Video Podcast. I'm Hooman. I'm here with Chris Kelly.
Hey, Hoom.
Hey, you doing? Chris. We're not sitting together on the couch.
Exactly.
Today.
We're remote today, but
we are remote. And we have two amazing guests today. We've got Jim Mahoney and Alberto Belli of the film Gatlob. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for having us.
Of course. Jim, you wrote it and you star in it. Alberto's the director. But Jim, because you wrote it, why don't you tell us what your film is about?
It's basically about four friends that reunite after being, 10 years apart. They're like in their early 30s, late 20s. One guy, my character, Paul, hits rough times. He gets divorced, loses his house, loses his job, kind of all in the same moment, and has to basically bunk up with one of his old friends. And that friend just never wants the party to end. So he invites the rest of the gang together to have a night of fun and debauchery to kind of help Paul get out of his funk. He stumbles upon a strange game that looks like it's from the 60s. It's like a fun drinking game. They start to play it. They get right back into their old groove, having a blast together when they realize this game has basically tricked them. And if they don't complete the game and one of them wins it before the end of the night, before the sun comes up, they will be forced to play the game forever in hell.
In hell, of course. Not in purgatory.
Look for an adult version of Jumanji.
A little bit.
The title of the film is a Swedish word, correct?
Yes.
That is right.
Correct.
Have the Swedes...
Correct. It was...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I apologize. No, please.
Have the Swedes on any level reached out to you? The Swedish government, Swedish people, Swedish film festival. Has anything Swedish reached out to you because of the title of your movie?
Nothing yet, except for I keep getting my IKEA like coffee table keeps getting lost in the mail. But no, this game. So I wanted to make something. I wanted to have a fun, weird name for this game because again, Jumanji was absolutely an influence for this, and I was like, there's something about that. Got to come up with something fun, something weird, something that draws attention. Like you're kind of like, what the fuck does that mean? And I wanted to name something around Gauntlet, so I started researching the word and stumbled across the Swedish word for gauntlet is Gatlob. There actually is a very strange game they play. I'll let you guys all YouTube that. It's quite hilarious, which I did get sent some YouTube videos from random people about like, this is how we do Gatlob. But yeah, that was the idea. Like I wanted a name that would like sort of drive attention, but have meaning, kind of keep people guessing, if that makes sense, and feel like something fresh.
Okay. Right. Now, Alberto, did you and Jim have like full control over the casting? Was it you two that decided who was going to be in the movie?
I mean, we were working with the producers too, but I think everyone was very in sync who we wanted to cast. And at the beginning, we start casting these, I think one was like January or February, right? Like in 2020, because we were supposed to be shooting then. And then the pandemic hit, and then we stopped, casting. And then when we went back to start shooting the movie, then we were very lucky that a lot of the actors who will be usually unavailable because they were shooting or whatever, they were available. And of course, one of them was Emmy because, I'm a huge Umbrella Academy fan. So I was like, yes, I want, hopefully she'll say yes. And then we were very lucky that a lot of the actors were responding to the script. So we if you know, we got our dream cast basically. Yeah.
Awesome. So the pandemic was the greatest thing in the world for you guys. So Emmy Raver Lampman. Okay, so you sent her the script, she loves it, she signs on. What's she like to work with?
Oh, she was amazing. She was super committed. It was one of those actors who knew her lines perfectly. She would always be early. She would always, have like these great ideas how to improve the character or like little things to ask. Like, it was a dream to work with. Like, it was so easy and then so prepared. And like, all of them, like, they make my life very easy as a director. I was like, it was great.
Well, outside, listen, Jim, when Alberto wasn't yelling at everybody, tell us about some of the antics on the set. Because you guys are like four friends. You guys have this incredible camaraderie.
It's about a drinking game. And so all crazy stuff should go down, right?
Right. Oh, you're absolutely. All drunk.
Absolutely. The whole time. The entire time. It was just like, it was at the set of Caddyshack. No, we were lucky in that because we didn't get to meet in person until the day of shooting. We met on Zoom because it was like heavy. It was like the middle of the pandemic. And when we all got together, Alberto was very smart and basically saying, we're going to shoot the scene where everyone reunites first because it'll be awkward because you guys don't know each other yet. And it worked out really well. And then we were basically, the four of us were in like, because it's in a house, we were shot for two straight weeks. And one of the rooms, the master bedroom, was where the actor's holding was. So the four of us were basically locked in a room together for two straight weeks, for like 12 hours a day, and just losing our minds together, sharing videos, like swapping stories. Like, it just became, we were all telling crazy adventures. Like, it was just, it was a lot of fun immediately, but also, it was very much, you know, sink or swim, because if we didn't get along, we would have definitely murdered each other with the furniture in that one room.
Wow.
Well, it would have been better shots, right?
Exactly.
So this film took 2 weeks to shoot, 14 days?
Yeah, it was supposed to be 15 days, and then we got like a false positive the second day of shooting. So we had to suspend like a day and a half. To be able to, you know, to retest and make sure everything was safe to go back. So when we came back, instead of having 15 days, we shot it in 13 and a half days, which was kind of crazy.
You had to keep your schedule even though you had a false positive?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody would show you some mercy and grace? The other actors were like, okay, wow, that's the way it works, huh? Yep. Even in coronavirus.
Yeah. Good times. Good times. And so when we got the word that we were coming back, Alberto called me and he's like, we're never going to make this schedule, so we have to make some cuts. And I had to find a creative. Alberto already had a lot of pitches for it, but we cut 8 pages from the script to make the shooting dates.
Do you regret that decision?
No. I think that the movie holds on pretty well. Alberto's like, no.
No, Alberto was like, well, I sort of do.
What does it mean?
No. It was fine. I think no one will miss them. Yeah.
Nice.
Right? Okay.
The movie's still held together, but obviously we would love to get everything and have, we would love to have had the choice after shooting it whether or not to keep it. But right. I think we made it work. It was hard, but we made it work.
What was your longest shooting day? Did you guys do a 12, 14-hour day or anything like that?
Every day was like 12. We just had one horrible, terrible day, which is like, I think, 14 days. And I think
let's
we
hear
shot,
about that. Let's hear about the horrible day.
I mean, that was probably the worst day. It was, I think we shot 14 pages. It was something insane. And it was half of the day was the first time they realized the game has superpowers. And the second half day was, I think, the arrow scene, which without spoiling it. And that one was a disaster because like the makeup was not working, the blood was not flowing, and it's like day 15, and then like the, you know, blood went everywhere, cleaned up the blood. It was probably like the most difficult one for sure. But in the movie, it's like, it seems so easy. So like, I'm like, yeah, you know, like it's, in the end, I'm one of those people who believes like in the end, everything works out. So it was like, it will work out. And then thankfully it did, but that was for sure the most challenging one of the shoot.
What's the most amount of takes you had to do to get a shot?
Not that many.
Oh, okay. Good. So you didn't make Jim do something like 15 times in a row?
No.
Okay. That's nice of you.
There was one where we took Yeah, there was one where we took like 8 or 9 takes on one line. Okay. We were like, I think we got it. I think we were experimenting though, because it was a steady cam shot. But I was like, I think we probably got it. But it was otherwise it was great.
Is that one of the 8 pages that got cut?
I mean, I think I'm also like a very specific director in the camera moves, and then so it's like usually when the camera was not working, it was not because of necessarily the actors. It's never about the actors, right? Like they're always perfect, but yeah, like if anything, probably like the action will tell you, like I'm very obsessed with like timing, you know, like getting. I'm very obsessed with timing and camera movement combining with the actors. So a lot of times, the take would be about the camera didn't hit that line where it was supposed to, so now the timing is off. Especially for comedy, right? It's all about pacing and timing. So
let me just say something, Jim. I can see why you hired this guy. He never blames the actor. Exactly. He only blames the equipment and the timing. Did you hear that, Jim?
I think he may have blamed the DP, but
never the actor.
They're perfect always.
Perfect. I mean, look at this cast. Hey, Jim, what's your favorite scene in the film?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I think my favorite scene in the film is it's the lead up from when they realize the game is real. I mean, I think most people would say the jazzercise sequence, but I love when everybody realizes that this is a real thing, the window, all that stuff. I think for some reason that is the most fun for me.
Okay, so I'm going to throw out a really stupid question, and I know nobody else has asked it. And I have no idea how old you are, Jim. I'm 47. Are you roughly my age?
I'm younger.
Okay. Well, back in the day, there used to be a show called Different Strokes. And once in a while, Different Strokes would have a crossover with Facts of Life. They'd have crossovers. Oh. Like, those characters would end up on... So, just like Happy Days and Mork and Mindy. Like, there was a couple... Anyway.
Mork and Mindy was actually spin out of Happy Days.
So if there's a Jumanji Gottlob crossover, would you go with that?
Hell that yeah.
Could that be a possibility?
Oh yeah. I think that'd be fun.
I welcome the possibility of that.
Yeah.
Is there a way to let anyone at Jumanji know? Have you thought of this idea? Am I planting a seed?
No, I've just assumed that they hold that IP with like an iron grip. But if it like somehow slips to The Rock or DJ, as I know he likes to be called, hey, I am available.
Jack Black.
I am available.
Sure get the movie to Jack Black and see what you can do. Yeah.
Is there possibility for there being a Gottlob 2?
I definitely have some ideas. I don't know if Alberto and I have talked much about it, but he was up shooting a Disney movie for like, how long were you up there, Alberto? Like
12 years?
Okay, I rounded up. A while, but we've been wanting to talk about it. I do think the device of the game gives a lot of creative freedom for where you could take this, and I definitely have a lot of ideas for what could be another movie for sure.
Very cool.
Oh, nice. All right, listen, I want to end this film. I do want to end this film. I want to end this interview with one final question. We'll start with you, Jim. If you were to leave us with one movie.
Tell the truth.
yeah. Tell the truth. If you want to leave us with one movie, famous or not, indie or not, what would it be?
Leave you with one movie. You mean like a movie to watch?
Favorite or your most interesting or, yeah.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Yeah. We've all seen that. That's a good one. Kurt Russell at his best.
Throwback.
And how about you, Alberto? Leave us with one movie.
I was gonna say Jurassic Park is my favorite, but like
I'm gonna say Jurassic Park.
I wanna say anything with the new ones. Just if you have to watch, you could watch something on the weekend, the new one or the old one, I would probably go and rewatch the old one.
The old one.
But I'll be able to direct the next Jurassic Park, eh? Like Jurassic World or whatever you
Jurassic Universe. Jurassic Galaxy.
Jurassic Galaxy.
All right.
Cinematic universe.
Gottlob, when is it out and how can you see it?
It's out June 16th, and I believe it is on demand. Okay. So I think like iTunes, Amazon, all those fun things.
Awesome.
And if people want to get in touch with you guys, are you impossible to get a hold of? Is there social media? What's the way for people to get if they love the movie and they want to tell you how much they love it?
I'm on Twitter and on Instagram, but I try not to. I'm Alberto. You can Alberto Belli, and I should show up hopefully.
Okay. Yeah. I'm on Instagram and Twitter as well.
Nice.
So it's like at Mahoney Jim or at Jim Mahoney 99.
All right.
Nice. Awesome. Alberto, Jim, thank you guys so much. Yeah, congratulations on your film. Congratulations on making a movie during the pandemic. I mean, what a miracle, truly.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. All right, guys. Wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.